coming back tonight on ABC and iView, 8:30 p.m., led by this guy, Will Anderson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Yes, we are back tonight at 8:30. We've been on the last 3 weeks, but State of Origin was also on, so nobody really knew we were on for the last 3 weeks. So we feel like we are actually back.
Well, I don't give a stuff about Origin. I have been watching you on a Wednesday night. To be able to lift the curtain behind advertising, do you get a bit of a thrill, not just because you work on the ABC, but to be able to just expose what many marketing agencies are up to?
I know, but I wish I was having more of an effect. This is what I would say. Yeah, I've been doing this show for 12 years now, and I thought when we first started out, you know, people were scared to come on the show. You know, we had a hard time getting people from the advertising industry because they thought that we would expose all their secrets and then people wouldn't buy the products. But it turns out the more we expose the secrets, the more people just keep buying the products. So, in fact, instead of turning people off advertising, I've had so many... like young people come up to me and say, hey, I work in advertising and marketing, or I study advertising and marketing because I love the TV show so much. And I was like, that wasn't the point of the show.
No.
That is like watching Breaking Bad and starting making meth. That's not what the lesson is meant to be.
So are you just super critical of everything now after like doing, because I always think every article I read, PR stunt. I'm like, that's PR. Oh, that's surely PR. You must be on another level as well.
Well, firstly, you're right. So most articles are PR stunts these days. So well done. That isn't a conspiracy. You're absolutely 100% correct. The fact that there's no money in the news media has been an incredible opportunity for advertisers and marketers. And as long as they deliver something to these media organisations that looks somewhat like a story, they can get so much free advertising or, you know, unearned advertising. Well, often these stories are actually just part of an advertising deal they've done with the newspapers. So on the show tonight, in my monologue, we're actually going to talk about Philip Morris. Now, you'll understand who Philip Morris are, the big cigarette company. Obviously, you can't advertise smoking in Australia, but over the last couple of weeks in The Australian, there's been a whole bunch of articles that were paid for by Philip Morris lobbying around e-cigarettes because they want to get people to start using their e-cigarettes. So even when you're not allowed to advertise, they will find sneaky ways around the advertising.
So are we expecting e-cigarettes for the summer series of cricket?
I mean, it would be old school, right?
Yeah.
They just went back to, we're going to get on board. I mean, this is the thing. You can't watch anything from Australian history without just going, oh my, cigarettes were everywhere. Like, Paul Hogan was like, you know, the most popular comedian in the country was selling something that we now know is like really, really terrible for your health. But it'd be like if Carl Barron was doing ads for meth. It makes no sense.
I feel like you've got meth on your mind, you know?
That is my second meth reference, and it's not because I'm talking to Jalon, please.
Also on the show tonight, you are addressing the fact that two out of three Australians are gaming. I had an ex that his favourite saying used to be, it's a beautiful day outside, thank God for curtains. He was a massive gamer. Is this information just coming out because of the year we had, or are we just evolving and it's the fact that, you know, we need that entertainment so much more quickly and gamers are getting that on consoles rather than free-to-air television?
Certainly a bit of both. So it was already becoming incredibly popular because the number one gaming device in the world now, of course, is your phone. The thing that I'm speaking to you right now is actually the most popular gaming device. And that has got a whole bunch of people. You think of that stereotype of your boyfriend drawing the curtains on a nice day so that he can play Call of Duty or something.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's often, you know, grandmothers playing Animal Crossing now as much as it is that. So that's where that's at about two-thirds.
Yeah.
And it is people of all ages, of course, now, who are also involved in the gaming industry. So where there are eyeballs, there are advertisers. And so it's a bit of the Wild West. You can get away with so much more online where a bunch of these, you know, obviously these games live, than you can on regular free-to-air television. So for advertisers, it's invaluable. You might have seen this story about, I think it was Burger King in the U.S., they recently sponsored a very low-level British, you know, soccer team, football team.
Yeah.
And the reason that they sponsored them was they realised that that team was in the game FIFA, right? Now, Burger King weren't going to get any recognition out of sponsoring this particular team, but they realised that if they sponsored this team, then in FIFA, their brand is on this team. And if people started playing with this team, they'd be playing with the Burger King logo. So literally they sponsored a team in real life just so they could get in the FIFA video game.
That's some 4D chess going on there. That is amazing. That is so good.
Wow, I've just stepped into the Matrix. More of that insight tonight, 8:30 p.m. on ABC and iView. Host of Gruen, Will Anderson, really appreciate your time, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
What an absolute legend. Looking forward to watching that tonight as well. It doesn't just open your mind. It's absolutely
They address
incredible.
Kmart as well tonight. Oh. Should be a good episode.
Dempsey and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.